Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hi there, and thank you for listening to this podcast. My name is Thomas Domville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to introduce you something unique called Jumbo Privacy Plus Security. Jumbo, J-U-M-B-O. It is a free app right now. It is currently free. It sounds like sometime down the road or in the future, it will have some in-app purchases. But as of right now, it does not have that. It is completely free if it's available in your country. All right, so what is Jumbo? What is this all about? Why is it so unique? I be honest with you, this is something I think everybody could use. It is something that very security conscious for those that are exposed to Twitter, Facebook, Google, Amazon, all these platforms. And, you know, there are just so many security settings on these various platforms. Have you ever tried to look through the settings and to try to make sense of it? Don't know whether to turn them off or on, or even just don't even know where to find them, really. So what this app does, it brings everything into one place, very easy to understand in a nice format list, and it gives you the option to turn on and off or other options you can choose to make privacy and security to its full attention. You'll see what I'm talking about. But before I do that, I want to a word of warning, it is not 100% accessible. It is about 85% accessible. It is, I think, it's doable. Now, for those that don't like quirks and weird things that might come up that may be odd, it doesn't work the way you plan it to, or don't know how to get out of things, this is probably something you want to stay away from. So it is something you could certainly try on your own, but you can easily delete it if it's something that doesn't work out for you. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to introduce Jumbo as if you were to install it today. And I'm going to show you through the process, how to go through it, how to get to your first scan, and then I'll show you the apps beyond that point. Once you get that set up, it's pretty, well, mostly accessible to the point where you can use it anytime you want to check things out. And I'll explain a lot of these things as we go. All right, so we have Jumbo Privacy Plus Security. So once you get it installed, it's just simply called Jumbo.
Jumbo. Double tap to open.
We'll just do a one finger double tap to open this up.
Jumbo. Round arrow button down arrow button.
Okay, so the first thing you're going to get is kind of an introduction area here. This is where it's not very so accessible, but it's easy to get around. So basically, when I go left and right,
round arrow, button, down arrow.
There is nothing there but a button. What we're going to do, we're going to tap this thing three times. So first time I tap it, I'm going to tap it, double tap on this.
Round arrow, button, down arrow.
That's the first time. And we're going to double tap this again for the second time.
Round arrow, button, down arrow. Possibly, down arrow.
And then one more time.
Round arrow, button, down arrow. Scan your first app, button.
Okay, so here we are. We are at the very first button here. So you have to scan something. Before I continue on, as I remember these things as I'm going along, the nice thing about this app is that it is totally all done on your phone. So, yes, I'm going to be scanning Facebook, Google, and those sort of things for any privacy issue that needs to be addressed. How it works all on your device. It doesn't send anything back to their server, so they don't get anything out of this. So this is a nice thing. It is totally private, so they're not collecting any third-party data from you to sell to other people. So that's what makes this so unique and why I feel good about the privacy and that they're not dealing with anything sneaky in that way. All right, so what can we scan? Well, I mentioned a few of them already. We can scan a number of them. We got Facebook and Google, Twitter and Amazon. They are planning to put out more as things go on. Since I've had this for a while, they have been updating this quite often. They have been talking about Instagram and other platforms. And they have also added something new recently. If you may have heard of the dark web, I'll explain that as we go. So let's go ahead and get back on track here. Do one double tap to scan.
Oh, Facebook recommended button.
All right. You are given several options here. Facebook is the first one. If you go to the right.
Google recommended button.
We have Google.
View other apps button.
And we can view other apps if you want. And you can swipe one more and you can cancel it. Let's do Facebook. Let's go right off the bat because Facebook is notoriously known to have many security holes, or I should say, privacy that you may not know that you can close those loopholes. And I'll show you those things, okay? So let's go back to Facebook here.
Google recommend, Facebook recommended button.
It's a button, so we'll just do a double tap here.
Help, text field, mobile number or email.
And voila.
Double tap to edit. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
This is where we put our credentials for Facebook. I'm going to go ahead and enter that in now.
Text field is editing. Password, secure text field. Double tap to edit. Use the rotor to access misspelled words.
All right, now put your password in.
Login button.
And then we're going to swipe right until you get to the login button. And one finger double tap.
Login, dimmed.
What is happening Help right button. Now? Is that it is going to scan Facebook. And so you have to wait for the scan results to come back.
Scan report, Facebook.
All right, so we have the scan report. This may take a couple of seconds or up to several minutes, just depending on the internet speed that you have. I know Twitter takes quite an amount of good time. Facebook is somewhat good, and Google is usually pretty quick. But nonetheless, it'll say scanning. You just have to be patient. All right, so towards the top, we have the scanner report. So let's see what we got here as I swipe to the right.
Items that need your attention, 20, heading.
Okay. I know Facebook itself, it scans for 30 different settings that you can check for privacy. I know, right? This is fantastic. But at the same time, I got 20. Wow. That is a lot. And that's what's so cool about this. You can see all the different aspects, what you can tighten down and whatever not. Now, it comes in three different parts. First part is you can clear out all the different types of searches and things like that that you have had on the site. That just basically clears things out. Then the second option is it gives you option to back up old Facebook posts or old Twitter posts that you don't want around anymore. You can actually back that up and put it into a vault, which is something that Jumbo provides that you can back up your old posts, but you can also delete them. And then lastly, we have the different various options to turn on and off. So let's take a look at some of these things so you can get an idea. So I go to the right.
Facebook has saved 13 of your searches, including Carol.
Okay, so Facebook searches has 13 different items, as you can hear there. That's my mom there. If you go to the right here.
Don't delete button.
You have the option of don't delete.
Delete data. Button.
Or delete the data. So you can clean those out. So if you want to clean out all the searches, you can do so. Now, if you don't want it to ever ask you again, that's when you choose the other option.
Don't delete. Button.
Is don't delete. Now, if you double tap that, then the attention number at 20 will go down to 19. So in other words, don't ask me about this again. So you can simply ignore it, or I can just say go ahead and delete it and ask me every time that if I wanted to delete it. So the one is ignore it, or the other one is just go ahead and delete it. So I'll just skip over this.
Delete data button. You have old conversations on Facebook Messenger.
Okay, so we have old on Messenger. Do you need those around? Once again, you can say
don't delete. Delete messages.
Or delete the messages. That's kind of cool. So I'll delete all the messages for you. It's still in that first category I was telling you about. It gives you the option to delete different things.
284 advertisers are showing you ads based on your contact info. 20 Monroe Live, AT&T, right. Addicting Games.
This is something that like, oh my gosh. Wow. Okay. I don't want advertisement to come after me. No, I really don't particularly care for them to know my personal searches and things like that. If you are wanting these advertisements, of course, we can just ignore them. I'll show you to the right.
Don't change. Button.
You have the option to change this, so it's like don't bother with me with anymore. So if you don't want to be asked about it anymore and you're okay with this, go ahead and double tap don't change. And again, the attention number will go down and decrement as you choose things. Now in this case, I go to the right.
Stop tracking button.
I definitely want to stop tracking. I don't want any advertiser. And this is the beauty of this Jumbo. It makes an entire list for me, pulls it all together, everything that I can change and delete and all those into one easy form list. Isn't this cool? So if you don't want that, I don't want you to track me. I'll just double tap on stop tracking.
Stop tracking. Stop tracking. Dimmed button.
Now it becomes dim and you have set that option. Now two things are going to happen.
Items that need your attention. 19. Heading.
There it goes. It went down. So each one you say, I don't want anything or I do want to change thing, you see that attention just went down. Pretty cool. And that item has been changed. So let's go to the next item here.
Your Facebook profile has seen you through some faces. Jumbo can help you delete your old posts. You can even choose if you want more recent ones deleted or just older ones. If you've been on Facebook for a while, your old posts may not reflect who you are. Delete and save them to your Jumbo Vault. The facts, Jumbo's advice.
Okay, so this is the third type, which means I was telling you about how there's the ones that you can delete actual searches and stuff. And then there's the option we can actually physically turn off a setting so you will never be tracked and things like that. And now this third item comes up. These are things you can take and store it onto your vault and meanwhile erase all the messages and posts that you put on Facebook. So that is an option here. So swipe to the right.
Do nothing. Button. Save to vault. Button.
If you don't ever want to want that to come up, choose the do nothing. And that attention thing will go down from 19 to 18 for this example. Let's go to the next one.
Friends can see that your religious views are Christians. Did you list your views when you first joined FB? And maybe that was a while ago. Here's your chance to review things you've made public. The facts. Okay. Jumbo's advice.
So if you do not care for people to see your religious fact, you can tighten this down.
Ignore.
You
button.
Can either ignore it.
Hide data. Button.
Or you can hide that data from advertiser and from other people. So there's many various questions it's going to ask you.
Friends can see you were born in 19 or protect data. When you like a page on Facebook, that actually ignore. Stop tracking. Button. Your email address. Ignore. Protect data. Your Facebook data and activity are...
All right, so you hear all these information, which is very beneficial, and you'll be able to do all sorts of things. Now, a caution of word here, or a word of caution here, I want to let you know. A, is that each time you say either ignore or fix, you cannot turn that back on. So in other words, that tracking that I did, I said, don't track me anymore, right? Or in this example,
ignore. Stop tracking.
But I can say stop tracking again. Once I turn that on, you cannot undo it in this app. So Jumbo, you're not able to go back to it and undo it. You'll actually physically have to go to Facebook site or the app itself. Find that setting to turn that on. So make sure that you're absolutely positively sure that you want to turn something on or off. That's the same thing for ignore. It's not going to come up again because you told it to ignore it. So it'll never show up again. So make double sure that you are sure what you are going to choose. If you're unsure, don't do anything at all and it will come back up again as an option for you to consider. Okay? That is the only caveat I want to let you know that exists. But nonetheless, this is an absolutely fantastic way to tighten up privacy and the security, say, on Facebook. So this is very useful. And at any time, you can come back and rescan Facebook, and I'll show you how to do that. Once you are done with this, we're going to exit out of this area because I want to go ahead and move on with the podcast so I can show you what Google looks like. Also, I want to cover the app itself. This is where the quirks comes in. It just depends on where you're at and where you are. It will depend how to get out of things. It is not consistent. Sometimes they'll have a close button at the very bottom right-hand corner. Sometimes they'll have a next button. So in this example, I have the next button.
Next button.
I'll go ahead and double tap this.
Congrats. You protected your privacy on Facebook. Share this video with your friends and family so they can be protected too.
So basically, you're doing some advertisement for them. You do not have to do this, but this is how they do their thing. They want you to share your results with other people so other people will know, oh my goodness, oh look, I got secured by Jumbo. There's really not much in here.
Button. Possible text.
Button.
Tip of the week. Jumbo privacy.
That is the video itself if you want to play it. Of course, that's unlabeled.
Close. Button. Close button down, arrow white.
Okay, so I hit the close button. Now it's going to give you a next option.
Stay protected. Jumbo will check for new threats and breaches. Notify me. Button.
If you're interested in that, it will keep notifying if something comes up, if there's a new security update and things like that. It's not a bad idea to keep notified.
Close button down, arrow white. Button.
I'm going to go ahead and go to the close button instead and double tap this.
Alert. Are you sure you want to ignore alerts?
I do for now.
Jumbo does not have your ignore alerts. Button. Alerts. 5. Heading.
All right. So, this is the cool part. Once you do that first initial scan, you'll never have to do that step again. In other words, you don't have to do that weird triple tap on that button as I had you go into this page to do a scan. Once you've done this, and each and every time you open the app, now it's pretty accessible to do. Almost everything on here is pretty easy to do. So let me introduce you to the app itself. There are tabs along the bottom that I want to introduce you to first, and then we'll go back to where we are on the home tab. So bottom left.
Selected. Home. 5 items. Tab. 1 of 5.
Okay, so we have the home tab. There's 5 items that it wants us to alert us to. This is something different. I'll explain that as we go. Go to the right.
Protect. 7 items. Tab. 2 of 5.
The Protect tab is where you would go and find all the different various apps that you can do and perform a scan or various other services for you. Go to the right.
Jumbo Plus. Tab. 3 of 5.
Jumbo Plus. This is the service I was telling you about. If you tap on this, it says coming soon with more personal settings and privacy available if you become a subscriber. I don't know what that means at this point, but it will be an in-app purchases at some point to offer you more services for you. Go to the right.
Vault. Tab.
There's
4 of 5.
Vault. This is where you go to find all the things you backed up. So all those tweets and the Facebook timeline and stuff, you are storing it into the vault, and that way you have access to it anytime, and that's what the vault for. I don't really use the vault. I don't back up anything, so I have not used this at all. So this is something you can use if you want.
More. Tab. 5 of 5.
The More button, there really isn't much there. I will cover it for you, but it's basically just kind of shows you how to reach out to the developer, how you can contact them through Twitter and those sort of things. Now, we are on the Home tab, which is the first tab at the bottom left. It's already selected. Let's go back to the top here.
Alerts. 5. Heading.
Okay. There are various things that you're going to find on here. So there's 5 things it wants us and it thinks that we want. And this, so it's kind of like the attention thing that we had in Facebook, but this is as a whole. So let's see what's going on here.
You're not getting notified about any data breaches. Data breach. Ignore. Button. Get notified. Button.
Okay. This is the dark web I was telling you about. For those that are not familiar with the dark web, when your information gets stolen or a breach happens, let's just say somebody breaks into Facebook, it happens all the time. They will steal this information and they will sell your information on the dark web. Well, there are good people out there that have free services that does not make any money off you or steal your email or anything like that. They don't actually store your email, which is really cool. So you don't have to worry about spam coming to your mailbox because you try it. If you want to be notified about certain breaches that it has recognized your email address being in a breach, you can have that set up. If you're not interested, you can just go ahead and ignore it. And if you ignore it, it won't ask again. And that little number at the top, attention, was at 5. It will go down to 4 if you decide to ignore it. Otherwise, if you set it up and put it in there, it will still go down 4. For right now, I'm going to skip this. Let's go to the next one.
You haven't scanned your Google account yet. Connect to Google and we'll also scan YouTube, Gmail, Google Maps and Chrome, Google.
And we will do that in a few minutes. So this gives you an option. Hey, I noticed you haven't checked your Google. You should.
Ignore. Button. Scan Google. Button.
And with the same option, you can ignore or scan it. If you hit ignore, it's not going to ask you anymore.
Jumbo can now archive your old Facebook posts. Tap to set up Facebook.
We knew about this, and it obviously, once again, it wants to ask you.
Ignore. Button.
Or you can ignore. I would highly recommend you making a decision whether to ignore it or accept it. That way, you don't see the same thing over and over, because each time you open Jumbo, it's going to do a new scan of things that suggestions that you want to do. So right now it has 5, right? So I want to come back with 0. So each time I open up, if there's something new, it's something new. But in this podcast, I'm going to go ahead and go on.
Set up button. Your password isn't enough security. Add a second layer with 2-factor authentication 2FA. If there's a data breach, hackers won't be able to log into your Facebook account, even if they have your password, Facebook.
Okay, so it's asking me I should set up a 2-factor authentication for my Facebook. So obviously that's a pretty brilliant, as I like that. I know it could be complicated for some, but it is very good to have if you are interested.
Ignore.
Again, you can ignore it.
Protect account.
Or you can 100% go ahead and protect it.
Weekly wins with Jumbo.
The weekly thing is kind of what we have already done. So I'm going to show you here.
If privacy matters to you, it should matter to your loved ones. Share your wins today. Had 284 Facebook advertisers blocked. Not today. Advertise.
So this is when we blocked that advertisement. It just blocked 284 advertisers. That is pretty cool. So it kind of gives you a weekly number, like what you did this week, what you turned off, and what kind of implication that it had on you. Chop, chop, out. So that is pretty much what the home screen does. Now let's go over to the protect.
Selected. Home. 5.
Okay, so swipe to right.
Protect.
And
7 items. Selected. Protect. Tab. 2 of 5.
Let's go to the top here.
Apps.
All right. What are the apps can we scan? Now, they kind of break this down in different categories. So let's just follow along and see what they got here.
Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Messenger, Maps, Alexa, Google, Chrome, Gmail, data breach, new, heading.
Okay, see what's new.
You have changed. Your old Facebook posts haven't. Facebook.
Okay, so this is the Facebook posts. All the posting that you've done on Facebook Plus.
Security, heading.
And then we go to security. Now, this is the security aspect.
How many times has your personal info been exposed to hackers? Dark web.
Here's another data breach.
Digital footprints, heading.
Okay.
You have changed. Your old Facebook posts haven't. Facebook.
Here's Facebook. Yes, it says the same thing, I know, but they actually do different things. That's another quirk. So if you just double tap on those different Facebook elements, you're going to see the different elements that shows up and what you can do with it. Yeah, that's the other part that's not. I mean, yes, it's accessible, but it doesn't really make any sense. But this is the security aspect. That's the option we were just at, where we were able to turn things on and off and stuff like that. If you want to rerun it, you just double tap that, which I will do for you so you can get an idea of what it looks like if we go back to it. Okay, so let's keep going.
Tweet, tweet. Who's there?
Here's Twitter. So if you want to check on your Twitter security, you double tap that.
Tracking. Heading. Control what data Google has on you. Google.
Okay. Google.
Alexa, are you listening?
Ah, there's the Amazon.
Data leaks. Heading. Is Facebook leaking private information about you? Facebook.
Yep. See, here's the third option of Facebook. So really, it's kind of redundant, but nonetheless, you get a little bit understanding. So each of these areas is something you can double tap. Yes, that's not a button, but you can double tap on those.
Vertical scroll bar.
And then we're at the bottom. Let's go back up one.
Is Facebook leaking?
Let's find out. I'm going to do 1-finger double tap. I'm going to show you how to do this. After you scan it for the first time, you'll have to go through this process again, not signing in, but I'll show you what you have to do. Double tap.
Close. Button.
Go to the right.
Next. Button.
Double tap on next.
Next.
And you have to hit next again.
Next.
And again.
Next. Scan Facebook. Button.
There we go. Now we can double tap to scan Facebook.
Scan report. Facebook.
It's now scanning. And then we'll wait for the result to come up as we did before. And again, it takes time to do the scan. It will tell you eventually.
Items that need your attention. 19. Heading.
Okay, so we're still at 19, as we remember. So let's get out of this real quick.
Is Facebook leaking private information?
What I did that time, and doesn't always work, I did a two-finger scrub. Now, the very first time I do this, you have to go to the close button or to the next button at the bottom right-hand corner. Otherwise, once you've done the scan once, all you to get out is just do a two-finger scrub, and that will get you back out to where we just at. So that is that. Now, let's go to
Jumbo Plus, tab 3 of 5.
And I explained to you that's a subscription.
Vault,
tab. We have the Vault.
More,
tab. And let's go to the More.
Share Jumbo button.
And as I remember telling you that there isn't much in here. Sure, I can share my friends about Jumbo. Woo! Hey, you're interested. Yeah, you should try it. If that's something that you like to do, spread the word around with your friends, by all means, that's how you do that.
Support thumbs up emoji. Feedback red heart emoji. Button.
Feedbacks.
Privacy policy monkey covering eyes emoji. Button.
If you're interested in all the information about privacy.
App analytics. Button.
Mm-hmm.
Twitter. Button.
This is follow them on Twitter.
Terms of service. Button. Dismiss. Button.
And we have dismiss. So dismiss that. Let's go back to the home.
Home. Five items. Tap.
Double tap. And let's find that Gmail account. We want to scan Gmail.
You haven't scanned your Google account yet. Connect to Google and we'll also scan YouTube, Gmail, Google Maps and Chrome, Google.
Yes, we do. Let's go ahead and do a scan. Go to the right here. Now, obviously, if you're in the Protect tab, you just double tap it. But this is the page that has several options here.
Ignore. Button.
Ignore.
Scan Google.
Let's go ahead and give it a scan.
Help. Button.
All right. This is going to be a very similar process to what we did in Facebook. You have to sign in.
Email. Sign in. Use your Google account.
The nice part is once you sign in, you don't have to use your
sign in. Use your Google
anymore.
Account.
That's the nice part about it. It will remember who you are, and that time you can open up in about a month from now, check your scan, and it will remember your credentials. So let's go ahead.
Email or phone. Text field.
Okay, so we got your email account, so let's go ahead and put that in. I'll put this information in.
Email or phone. Text field is editing.
Now, once you entered your email, it's a little different on Google. You'll have to go to the next button.
Forgot email? Not your computer. Learn more. Next. Button.
Double tap that.
Next. Welcome. Help. Button.
Go to the right.
Closed lock emoji. Welcome. Enter your password. Secure text field.
All right. So I'm going to put the credentials in. And once again, I'm going to go to the next.
Next. Button.
Double tap.
Next. Help. Button.
Now it's going to scan the Google account. Yes, this covers everything. Chrome to Maps to everything. Okay. I think
we got
report.
Result. Google.
Let's go to the right.
Items that need your attention. 11. Heading.
All right. So you heard it for yourself. There's 11 things she needs to address in the Google itself. Let's go see what we got here.
Gmail has saved 16 plus searches you made.
Now, this is all the searches you've done. Remember, this is the first item that will show you all the searches you've done with Google. So if you don't want any of that information, go back to Google and it's something you just want to get rid of.
Why you should care. Auto delete button.
You can go ahead and delete that automatically.
Google Maps has saved 85 plus activity.
Wow. There's 85 places that you remember on maps. Now, the downside of this part is that obviously if you do want to keep all the searches you've done for history's sake, so that's how Google gets you, right? Nabs you. There's no way out of it because you want that to remember where have you been and where have you gone. That's just how Google makes its money. Not very secured and not very private. But I like to use Apple Maps because it doesn't keep track of me third party. However, I understand that Google Maps is a better map in some terms. It allows you to find places you couldn't find on Apple Maps. Anyway, that's a self-general preferences of, you know, if you feel like you want to delete this or not.
Why you should auto-delete. But
obviously, I'm not going to delete any of those information. Let's see what else we got.
Google Chrome has saved 100.
And it has Chrome.
Why you should auto-delete. YouTube has saved 14 plus searches.
Another one, YouTube. So if you're a YouTube user, you can delete all the information. You don't want them to know anything about you. Obviously, again, if you're going to do searches anyway, it's going to remember anyway. But this is just a good way to delete things if you don't want it. The old history stuff to be on there.
Why you should auto delete. Google has saved 119 plus places you visited.
Wow, places?
Why you should auto-delete. Google uses personal data to show you targeted ads all over the internet.
Aye. So here comes the option that we had in Facebook. No, I don't want to be tracked and followed, so they get the two options.
Why you should care. Resolve button.
You get the resolve button. So I just double tap that, resolve it, and boom, it's done. And it will count down on the attention up above.
Google tracks your location.
You don't want to follow the location, right?
Why you should care. Resolve.
You can double tap that. And again, just like Facebook, once you make the changes, the only way you can make the changes back to where it was, you'll have to go to Google itself or the Google app and go find the settings to redo, undo what you've done. So be very careful what you do.
YouTube saves your search queries and why you should care. Resolve. YouTube saves all the videos you have watched. Why you should resolve. Google saves your search queries and why you should resolve.
And that is it. So let's go to the bottom right.
Close
button. We have the close button. So double tap that.
Close button down arrow white button.
And do that again.
Close alert. Are you sure you want to ignore alerts?
I do. This is the notification I was telling you about. Hey, do you want to be notified for any type of notification? I say no.
Jumbo does not have ignore alerts button.
Double tap.
Alerts. 5. Heading.
Okay, so we're back to the home. Anytime you can go to protect and see, you get the basic idea how Jumbo works. And you see what I mean is so unique. And I like this quite a bit because it brings it all to one place. Something easy to understand, something to go through, and you can tighten things up as you want. I love it. I love how it keeps being updated, giving me new platforms every so often. And if any security settings have changed on Google or Twitter or Facebook, it will notify you, and then we can go back in and make sure we want to make a change to it or we don't. That is Jumbo. Privacy plus security. I hope this was informative. I hope that this is something interesting you might like to download. And I thought I'd like to share that with you, even though it is mostly accessible with some quirks here and there. But it's just enough that it's usable, which I am really excited about because it's something that is very close to my heart and security-wise. It makes me feel better, even though they still get information off you, but at least get a little bit tighter than you would have before not knowing anything about this. All right. Well, my name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. Until next time, you guys take care. Bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.